This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Daled Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah says regarding Chavis Shenisro A'o, the earthenware barrel, it started cracking and got much weaker to the point that Ve'eni Yechola Lehitalta Bechatzi Kav Grogros. They can no longer carry half a kav of dried figs. Half a kav of dried figs is the amount a person would have in one meal. So that's a minimally significant amount. If you put that amount in this barrel, the barrel would completely fall apart. Halacha is tahora. It's no longer a kli that's makabel tuma. That's the minimum threshold for a barrel, even if it's cracked and can't hold liquids at all. But as long as it could hold half a kav of dried figs, it's still halachically a barrel that's makabel tuma. But if the barrel is cracked, weakened to the point that it cannot carry half a kav of dried figs, well, then we say it no longer properly functions as a barrel, and therefore it is not makabel tuma. However, the Mishnah says, as far as gistera, a piece, incomplete klicheres, it broke to some extent. And now the piece, shenisru a'a, has cracks in it, ve'eina mekabelas mashkin, and as a result of the cracks, this piece of a klicheres cannot hold liquids. The halacha is, afal pishi mekabelas ochlin, even if the piece could stand up by itself due to the curvature, you put it on its side, and it's able to hold foods, even half a cup of dried figs, tahora. The halacha is, the piece is not mekabel tuma, because people will not bother to keep a piece of a klicheres unless it could be used for the specific purpose of holding some liquid. They'll put that under a leaky barrel to catch the leak. But as soon as you're dealing with the gistera that itself leaks, that for sure is discarded. She'ain shirayin l'shirayin. For a remnant will not be used for a remnant. What, the person's going to use this piece to catch liquids and then put another piece beneath it? That wouldn't make any sense. The point is that people will not bother to keep a gistera, a piece of a klicheres, to hold foods in. They'll only bother keeping it if it could catch liquids. If it can't properly do that, then they'll surely discard it. And so that's a clear sign that it's no longer a kli in any sense, and therefore it is not mekabel tuma.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.